As we enter into this time of reflection, let us pray. Lord, we come before you this day with the words of Scripture fresh in our mind. Be with us as we seek your message for us. As we wrestle with these sacred words, seeking holy revelation. Help our feet to land firm on your foundation. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
So what stands out for you in the passage that Alana read? This was one of the questions that was asked as we read this scripture on Wednesday afternoon at the God Story, Our Story. It is always a question that I ask as I come to our scriptures. And for me, linked to this is a second question. What is God trying to tell me through what is shining in the scriptures? What has drawn my attention? What message does God have for us as the church? These are the questions that I and Reverend Richard wrestle with each time we come to scripture, each time we prepare a sermon. Some weeks the message comes easy, others not so much. As I've sat with the scripture this week, as I've talked with members of our community and congregation over the phone, as I've watched the news, took part in webinars, and watched vigils, I have to admit that my thoughts went down many different paths, which is not ideal. I hear in my head the voice of my preaching professor saying, stick to one idea. You get many chances to preach on these scriptures. This week, deciding on that one idea has been hard. Because even though this passage is a short one, compared to some of the ones we've been reading, it offered so many opportunities. Do I bring to you a message today about how the lame beggar is an example of how God heals and restores God's people in light of the violence and the hurt and the anguish that so many are feeling at this time? I'm sure that would be a welcome message. Do I focus on the disciples? How they had the power to act in Jesus' name. How they did amazing things when they were doing them for God. That would be an empowering message to many of us who feel unempowered by not being able to do the things we normally do. As we are holding to these public health guidelines, even as they start to loosen. Maybe I would focus on the man who's sitting at that gate. How his disability has isolated him from the community of faith, and how it's our responsibility as fellow disciples of Christ to break down those barriers. This relates to our time in so many ways, because who hasn't in the last few weeks felt a tinge of isolation? And for some, it weighs heavy in our community of faith. We are called to continue to reach out, called to remember we are not alone. And then there's a more complicated side of this story, one that draws our attention away from the shadow side of charity, or to the shadow side of charity, where a man comes and begs day after day, seeking only what he needs to survive. And people give him that, but go no further to help lift him out of the poverty, out of his sheer dependence on others just for substance. Yet in the scripture, we have the example of Peter and John moving beyond that and how that speaks to us about how we can advocate and work with God's people, or God, lifting them out, not just giving a handout. There were so many opportunities. Maybe how we get focused on what we need in life. That beggar who continued to ask for alms and be brought to the same spot, seeking what we need, but how God often gives us something better and has a bigger plan for us. Now, all of these different veins are faithful to the text before us. This is the beauty of our scripture. It causes us to think about a variety of subjects and offers a lifetime of exploration. So I come back to that question. What stands out for you today? All week, this question has I've kept asking, and I keep coming back to a few words. These words spoken by Peter. I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But what I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. In today's reading, we have Peter and John seeing a man begging for alms, actually looking at him, drawing his attention to them. And the man gets hopeful. Maybe I'll get to eat today. But what Peter says next changes his life. I can't give you what you want, Peter says. But instead of turning his back and walking right past him like so many probably did that day, they stopped. We can't give you what you asked for, but we can offer something else. In this case, not just the acknowledgement of this man, but the story of Jesus, the power of healing bestowed upon them, and a restoration to community. Not what he was asking for, but gifts that changed his life. In this time in our world, when what we have to offer seems to be shrinking, when our resources emotionally, physically, and financially may be stressed, we might feel that we cannot adequately meet the needs around us. That line. But what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Rings out in my head. Rings out as a reminder that we might not have the perfect answer. We might not have the most resources, but we have something. God has gifted us with ourselves, with our breath, with the ability to form community. And as we faithfully offer what we do have, as big or as small as that may seem, God is at work. God is at work bringing us to a place that we don't necessarily see or imagine. Today, in our scripture, Peter engages that man sitting at the gate. That man who had been kept outside of the community of faith. a man who couldn't by himself get anywhere, and whose friends brought him to the threshold, the gate of the temple, but did not cross him over. Peter sees him not with pity or disgust, but sees him as a fellow child of God. And instead of leaving that child of God on the outside alone, he stops, offers himself, brings healing, and walks him through the door. We can't walk through the door of this temple, this church building, but we do and can bring each other, hold each other, welcome each other into the church, into the body of Christ that is alive and well in this world. On your screens, there is two hands joining with ways that are not necessarily physical. Those hands are touching, but we can get to those places of welcome, of collaboration, of sharing, of inclusion, of support without actually touching. By stopping and offering what we have, a phone call, a card, a window painted with hearts, a message written on the sidewalk in chalk to offer support and encouragement. These are small things. They might not seem like much, but to the one who is being reached out to, the one who is being seen in this moment, it just could very well be like getting new legs to stand on. Let us remember that what we have to offer, God blesses. What we have to give, that we give in the name of Christ, is multiplied beyond what we can imagine. And every time we see each other, hear each other, welcome each other, we take one step closer to the kingdom of God that Jesus proclaimed, that Jesus lived for, that Jesus died for, and that Jesus rose for. I do not have silver or gold, but what I have, I offer in the name of Jesus Christ. May it be blessed. May your offering be blessed too. Amen.